good to be back. You didn't even know I was gone, did you? Super Summer's still here?
Super Summer's here!
I thought so! On WLS! And it's 74 degrees on a Ron Riley Monday.
Out of the silvery clouds and over the verdant foothills comes a rustic cart full of softwood camels.
Whatever that was about, tall white Levi's. How they passed that through when I was gone. Morris L. Rothschild, for men and young men throughout Chicagoland have a complete collection of sizes and colors of Levi's. The pants for the guys who have fun, the guys of the Go Rothschild throughout Chicagoland. 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, 74 degrees, sunny day. What, it was great all over Europe, all over the Soviet Union, and it was extra special swinging in London. I have so many things to tell you tonight. Everybody in England's wearing black armbands today. Today was the last day of the pirates. They all went off the air. They said they'd fine all the record companies $1,000 and put the presidents in jail for a year if they send records to the pirates. And they also told anybody who advertised on them to get 3 years in jail. And as a consequence, the revenue was cut off, and the Beatles and everybody were on Radio Caroline Saturday. It was nutty. It was insane. But poor kids. That's such a hip city, you know. It's after 7 and 74, WLS Super 7 degrees on a Monday. Riley Flyley, well, these are the sounds out of the association. Tonight, what all happened to them while I was gone? They lost a few games, didn't they, huh? Well, I guess they swept the series over the weekend. I heard all about it flying over the pool. let's see, the White Sox did the night off tonight. Our weather in Chicago for a Monday evening. Too bad. Partly cloudy, and London Eye there, 60, 74, 71 at O'Hare, and 74 downtown Chicago. Lake, 17 past 7 o'clock. 4:25, partially sunny tomorrow, high in the lower 80s. I suppose you sent in your card. The treasure truck already. You have. Not you, baby. You work here. Would like you? Well, if you haven't, do. If you did already, send another. That won't hurt, man. You don't like. Wow. But if you sent in a card already and nobody like came around to your house with any treasure truck prizes, $25,000 worth, plus or minus whatever they got out of the till, you know, a little earlier this summer. If you haven't already, send in a card. But if you have, wait, one keeps you registered all summer. But send Mo, it's fun, you know. Super hits at about 19 after 7 o'clock, 74 degrees, it's old wretched Ronald Ron Reilly here. I see while I was gone, the Raiders came out with a new record, huh? I haven't heard it. I want to hear it. Do you? Just like a radio announcer, I hate cars at $5.99 a pair and diagonal swills at $4.99. Remember to stop at the record department, too, for sounds that are now. Hot summer, Monday night degrees, I was just reading here, trying to catch up with all my inter-office correspondence, and says, dear fellows, we will still all meet at noon at US 30 Drive Strip on this Sunday, which means we're all going to be there at noon. Report in, tension on deck. See you out there. I heard him very early. Not all of them. George wasn't there. I guess George is in San Francisco with flowers in his hair and all that. But John and Paul were on Caroline and then over to Radio London giving farewell addresses to the population because, as I mentioned before, the Pirates in England all went off the air today. Hey, it's going to be very bad. The kids are really complaining about it. I mean, like everybody, because, the British government kind of outlawed them. But in order to take up the slack, they're instituting with the BBC and other broadcasts, and they're going to call it Radio 1. It begins sometime in September, and they're going to program then from the BBC pop music. But I'll tell you this, I listened a little bit to the BBC Light program, and the Light program's idea of a pop record was One Hollies an Hour, and it was an old one. And that was it, you know, nothing like really horribly new. But I have great hopes for BBC One, and so does everybody else. Didn't see many people in the way of groups. Let's see, we saw Eric Burden and the Animals one night at a great discotheque, and it was a lot of fun. Oh, enough of that. Later on, more. We're going to be here to midnight tonight. Oh, yes. I'm back from vacation and all set to work very hard here in the salt mine. 74 degrees. I'd rather work in this salt mine, though, rather than the ones I was pretty close to there in Moscow and Leningrad. These kids are about due to record again, I understand. These are the Zombies and Tupper Cano.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm.
But I still love you.
With a cool toner built right in to give you your choice of three shining shades. Snow lights, frost lights, ice lights. Choose your blonde light today.
Let's share our love in the land of the midnight sun.
Midnight Sun by Clairol.
I think one of probably the grooviest things I learned out of school was how to use a typewriter. Sounds like I'm leading up to a commercial. I am. A little old something about Remington and the new Remington. Overseas. Whee! There's a place to go and watch minis. Berlin. Really in Berlin. Helsinki, Finland is another great place. Pretty much like Sweden. And London, of course, is like the pièce de résistance when it comes to the minis. Everybody in the world's mini-ing. Even the people who shouldn't wear minis. When I came back, I was riding in the airplane coming back, and I saw in a magazine, it says, now the men wear mini suits. I never saw one. I really didn't. Had I seen one, I would have thrown rocks at it.
Clairol's new gentle hair lightener you just shampoo in. The only gentle lightener with a cool toner built right in to give you your choice of three shining shades. Snow lights, frost lights, ice lights. Choose your blonde light today.
Let's share our love in the land of the midnight sun.
big light storm.
Night, son.
Why, claro.
Why, claro.
Why, claro.
Here's Bob Hope.
Believe me, dope and pot and LSD and like this, that somebody, I guess, who was it, John, said they thought it should be legalized. And then again, I got an item here from the Detroit News on the Jefferson airplane, where they were talking about the show that the airplane did in Detroit, and they said it was pretty good, but the airplane crash-landed backstage as far as what they did for a lot of kids, and a lot of people went in to interview them. And somebody sent me this. They said, "Dear Ron, please read it. It's terrible. I love America." And everybody does. Because they say Gracie Slick, for a girl who can sing as well as she does with the airplane, insisted backstage on posing for the camera with a poster depicting the American flag marred with an obscene slogan across it. And she said, "What's the matter? Doesn't the Detroit News allow freedom of the press?" And so they took the picture. Well, I'd say it's not right. Of course it's not right. I feel this. I always feel this about it, though, that no group, if you like their music, nobody, I dig the Beatles, man. I dig the sounds of the airplane. And no matter what they happen to profess on the side, it's wrong, of course, but it's not going to make you feel that way, is it? Is it? Is it really? Because a group says that they don't, maybe a group says they don't like America or something. I mean, I'm not saying that they did. But, I mean, even if they cutely thought that they were getting away with their freedom or their pseudo-hippie junk by saying, all right, we hate America, and take a picture of us riding across the flag, is that going to make you be that way? Just because the group is you? No, God wouldn't. Man, you're too hip for that. You really are. That shows you're really hip. If you like a group for their music, fine. I don't think it's right for them to feel that way either. Not really. I mentioned this earlier. There wasn't anything really wrong with Russia, aside from the fact that the people are back in 1929, and the country itself, as far as jets and space, have progressed to 1967, but the people are way back when. They really are. They're very nice people, but they're bogged down in bureaucracy, something fantastic. And I think that all these people who say bad things about America, even though we do have our problems, believe me, we're not worse off than a lot of these other countries. We've got to pack up a whole bunch of them and send them over there and let them all take a little tour, and then I'll see how bad we have it over here. When I was away, this went to number one in Chicago's Crying Shame.
From the cold, clear waters of the North Atlantic come the fresh cod fillets that go into your White Castle deep sea sandwich. Out on the
of Levi's, the pants for guys who have fun, the guys of the go. Leonard's, 144 North of York in Elmhurst, Illinois. 4 minutes after 7 o'clock in WLS Chicago. Did I tell you about my vacation? Only for 5 hours last night, didn't I, huh? Well, I didn't get my pictures back in time, so tonight I think we're gonna have to show old Ron Reilly baby pictures.
Where does Mummer live? On WLS.
I know I saw a footy dad.
Yeah, but I shot it. A little gasoline on the tail always makes him move. Bad Moore's here. 5 minutes after 7 on WLS, the home of Super Summer. Brown Eye Girl.
Here we go. Days when the rain came.
Yeah.
is a rich, thick shake. So thick it stands up to a straw. In your favorite flavors, great shake.
It's so creamy, thick and dreamy. Every place can be a soda fountain now with great shake. Yeah, great shake. So if you want your own soda fountain now, go to the store and get a great shake. Go to the store and get
great shake.
Great shake.
All right, already. Hey, I think it's too. 79 degrees. The Cromwellian and miniskirts and Carnaby Street and Lord John's and Berlin and... So tonight I won't. Much. Partly cloudy with a low tonight in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy and not much change in temperature tomorrow. Chance of showers in the afternoon or evening. Tomorrow night, chance of showers low in the 60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy, continued warm with a chance of showers. 54, the event light in some length. Actually, about the fact that you don't believe about the, you know, wall and the Eastern European countries and all that, so you've actually visited. And although I've been to Europe before, I'd never actually been to that site. And all these people who run around saying, oh boy, you know, like America, boo hiss on America, should really stop and realize, baby, that really, we've got our problems, but this is kind of where it's at. You've never been in a position, maybe you have, crossing from the East Berlin to the West Berlin area, and going through that area and stopping and seeing, actually, this day and age, we're here in America, we can go to all the restaurants we want and buy all the goodies we want, and, you know, within reason, make the money you want and progress upward or downward in a job, depending upon how intelligent or how aggressive you are. And over there, man, like this day and age, you got to stop at a border and a cat comes in and he clicks his heels and he wants to see your passport, and they got guards with rifles that go under the bus. And they open up the trunk and take a look, and they take a look at all your luggage and all that nutty stuff. They say, hey, man, you know, like, this can't be happening, really. What a way to go. King Pitney. Such a big star.
What do you want around here, kid?
Hey, listen, don't give me any of that stuff now. Now that I've made my big day in Hollywood and I went out there and saw how these guys run around, I've got to tell everybody, and I'm going to let you talk.
Now, watch it. Don't destroy my tattoo. I shouldn't say that. I like tattoo.
I like your brown and white shoes.
They're blue and white.
One is blue and the other one is white. I saw these. Yeah, I went down and watched this guy film in the time tunnel down at 20th Century Studios. And they have this big pit there where they're doing all these things with the rocks and everything around. He's attacking some guys with ray guns, and they hit him in the mouth, which they weren't supposed to. And 43 little people came running out and said, "Are you all right, Mr. Turner?" They come out with this, patching him up and combing his hair and reapplying the makeup and the powder. That's something else. Tell me all about Chopin.
Well, show business is very exciting. I love it. I love it. It's wonderful.
What can I tell you?
You know what?
You unplug my earphones?
No, aren't they working?
I think
the earphones are all right.
Would you move your head?
No, okay. Yes, what it is. My ears aren't working tonight. It was kind of fun, you know. You had a good time that day, right? Watching a shoot.
They light up a cigarette on the set, and there's a guy standing there with an extinguisher, a fireman.
Oh, yeah.
Fireman. They have a fireman standing around there, and every time on the set they use any kind of flame, they've got a regular fireman with a helmet and a hat.
That's something funny. That's really true. There was one scene that I had to do where I had a torch. Where are you going, Ron? Don't pull down
even the room.
I had a torch, and I was supposed to throw it across the stage, but not too far, only about like 15 feet. And they have backdrops, you know, that like look like sky, and I threw it just like Drysdale from Koufax, way across the stage, and it hit the backdrop, and it all went off.
And
you see this guy run over with that little extinguisher.
There you got a $40 million blaze going, huh?
And he couldn't do anything.
And that's why Tom Tom got canceled, huh?
Yeah, that's
it's going off the air this fall.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's been canceled, but I think they bought it here. Cassidy said they bought it. I don't know. He buys all the shows. He should know.
Cassidy is. Which one? The Warner Brothers representative.
Wild Bill Cassidy.
One of the heroes and villains. Hey, that's really good, though. Of course, you started off, and I think everybody remembers all the Gidget movies. You don't mind
the
me
what?
Bringing that out of what?
That was Bobby Darin.
Oh, you lie like a rug. This is one thing you're not going to be able to get out of. All the Gidget, there's Gidget 1, 2, 3, and 4.
No,
there?
No, just 3.
Thank heaven.
3. 4, she got married, pregnant, and she's lost in Hawaii somewhere. But they were very successful movies. I know I make fun of them, really, but they made a lot of money for Columbia Pictures.
Yeah.
About $15 to $20.
Here, he's just so handsome. Pinocchio wanted to know right away. He says, with a mug like that, the guy's got to be Italian. Ask him if he's Italian. I'm afraid.
That's my paisan. What part of Italy?
Naples. Pardon me while I spray up here.
You know, I wonder if I could ever be a disc jockey. I wouldn't know how to go about it.
I'll let you in a few minutes.
Oh, forget it. I can't even read. What are you talking about?
So many times he says he's confused. Every time he comes in, he says, James Darin, Mr. Darin, okay. And then they'll call downstairs room and say, hurry, it's the star, Bobby Darin. Oh, James Darin it is. Here.
Where's Bobby Darin? What's he doing now, that guy?
I have no idea. He hasn't had any TV series canceled lately. I don't know what he's doing. Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. They're playing the jacket of my record. That's not the record, that's just the
These
jacket.
People are coming...